What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. Great to be back with you guys today for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown, where we break down the games of the night, all your fantasy news and notes from the games. Every Monday through Friday, Tim Woodson and I will have you covered. We only had a 2-game slate today, and we're presented by FanDuel, by the way. So that lets you know we are a big deal. No, but we only had 2 games today. And yesterday, there was the Emirates Cup Championship. Congratulations to the Knicks. Maybe they'll throw a parade for that. No, I heard they were not even going to put the banner up, but they won it. It's been a weird 2 weeks of fantasy basketball. But after this, it'll be back to normal. But since it was only 2 games, I'm going to go over some of the trending players, the risers in the waiver ads category. I'm not going to go over drops. We're going to be positive. But as far as guys that are the most added, I just want to mention Cam Spencer. You know, he was out right now with personal issues, but he's not hurt. So if you are seeing him on your waiver wire, don't fret. He should be back next game. Trending up, he's the number one added player right now. Over 9,000 people on Twitter have added him. And there are a couple guys in this top 10 are just because of the weird weeks. Like Dean Wade, I wouldn't worry about adding him as far as a long-term solution. But Marvin Bagley has been trending up tremendously because Alex Saar is out. And he's showing he has some skill left in him. So if you can use a center when he has a game available, look out for Marvin Bagley. Scoot Henderson is another player that is trending up as far as ads because he should be making his way back to the court anytime soon. But I've heard it's not coming as soon as we think. So people are just preparing for his return. If you have an IR spot, you can put him on there. But it's no real rush to put Scoot in there because he's not a dominant fantasy player at this point. So if you have the space, if you're undefeated, you can look into adding Scoot Henderson. If not, wait a little bit longer. Brandon Clark is a guy trending up with the ads as well. Today, he played his first game. He's missed the whole season for injury. He played his first game tonight, and he started. So he's not going to be a great fantasy producer, but a player that is available to start. And if not start, play at least 20 minutes per game. He's on the radar for that. Dylan Harper, he's added in most leagues. DeAndre Hunter, he's always up and down, but consistent starter, so don't worry about that. Kyle Filipowski should be owned in your league, but he's trending up tremendously because Nurkic sat out last game just for rest, and a lot of people are assuming that they're going to go ahead and start playing the youth movement in Utah fully. You know, they've been playing Filipowski like 20 minutes in the 20s, and they're thinking this should start trending toward 30. And that's going to be a big difference for him. So look out for Kyle Filipowski. We know Cedric Cowher. He's been up and he's been kind of down lately, but he's a starter, gets consistent minutes. And Mitchell Robinson with the blocks and your newly crowned Emirates Cup winner. So I just want to go over those trending players that are your most added players before we get into the 2 games of the night. And we're going to go ahead and get straight to it like it's nothing to it. Hope you guys are having a tremendous time in your fantasy league. No injuries, none of that. Let's get straight to the game. All right, first game we had the Chicago Bulls defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 127-111. And as we know, there's no Evan Mobley. He's injured right now, but there is Donovan Mitchell, who scored 32 points tonight, had 5 assists, 3 turnovers, 1 rebound. 6 for 6 from the line, 4 of 9 from 3, 11 for 23 from the field. You can't really say anything negative about his game. Like, everyone wants 0 turnovers or 1 turnover, but 3 is pretty much zero. When you're playing over 33 minutes, you're the man. You got the ball in your hands all game. That is a great game from Donovan Mitchell. That's what we expect. And it should be appreciated more, even though we expect it. But Donovan Mitchell, great game. Darius Garland had a tremendous game last game. This game came back to earth a little bit, only 15 points, 6 for 16 from the field, 5 boards. He did have 6 assists and 2 turnovers, but he's still coming into form. It would be a great time to buy low on Darius Garland. I don't know if that last game is going to make it harder because he exploded last game, but now he's right back down to earth. So a player, if managers are frustrated with Garland, this is an opportunity to try to take a shot at him. You know, he'll be hard to get, but, you know, it's always scary in situations like that. But if you have someone that you wouldn't mind losing, go for it. Jalen Tyson started again, 32 minutes, 21 points, a second leading scorer on the squad, 8 for 10 from the field. He lit it up, 2 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. And just another great game. We were talking about DeAndre Hunter as far as a guy that's being added a lot. He did not start tonight, you know. So it looks like Jalen Tyson has taken his job, or they're just running with the different look. I don't know. They need more of a scoring punch. I don't know. But DeAndre Hunter can score as well. So it's kind of weird. They started Dean Wade, DeAndre Hunter off the bench. So if Jalen Tyson is available in your league, you definitely should be looking at him because he's trending up for sure, even though he was not in that top 10 list. Now, Jared Allen, what did he do without Evan Mobley? 14 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. You love the blocks. You want more points, you want more rebounds, but that we have Jared Allen for rebounds and blocks. He sufficed with 2 blocks tonight. If you do that every game, we're going to be happy. And like I said, Dean Wade started, did nothing. DeAndre Hunter, though, off the bench, he did play 28 minutes. So that was starter-level minutes, the same level of minutes of Jared Allen. DeAndre had 12 points, 5 boards, and 1 assist. So he played solid, 4 of 9 from the field. So I think he'll be in the 28 to 32-minute range as things stay how they are. It's interesting. It's interesting, but that's good for Jalen Tyson. That's what I would say. And, you know, Thomas Bryant filled in last game for Evan Mobley. And in this game, off the bench, 18 minutes, had 7 points and 6 boards. So if you're in a super deeper league and you need a guy that can come in there and get some rebounds while Mobley is out, Thomas Bryant is someone you could look for. He ain't going to do much, you know, for the most part, but 6 boards, you can handle that. Lonzo Ball in 17 minutes did have 7 boards and a steal. Not much else, but, you know, what can you do? All right, for the Chicago Bulls, Isaac Okoro started again, 12 points and a steal. Matas Buzelis, only 9 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 1 turnover, 1 block. I don't know, it's a weird game. He only played 22 minutes. I didn't see if he got injured, but 3 of 7 from the field is a little bit crazy for Matas. The point guards were taking all the shots tonight, so they're going to have to get him more involved, but they did win, so we'll see how that goes, but you expect more from Matas, and I don't think it was his fault. Vucevic, in 29 minutes, had 20 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. That's a vintage Vucevic game, and that's what you hope for every night. You got it tonight. Kobe White, big performance, 25 and 5, with 3 assists and 2 steals. Back into form, 8 for 13 for the field, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Great game by Kobe White. And Josh Giddey, of course, in 34 minutes, had 23 points, 11 boards, 11 assists, and 2 steals, and a block. I mean, that's just fantasy gold right there. Good numbers all around. Triple-double with 2 steals and a block. You can't ask for more than that. But with that being said, it is disappointing to me that Patrick Williams is not starting. He's either not good or doesn't practice hard and work hard. Because there's no way Isaac Okoro should be starting over Patrick Williams. And Patrick, not only that, Patrick Williams only played 11 minutes. And this is the fourth pick in the draft. So we need to see more out of Patrick Williams, or he needs to be put on another team and see maybe if a new scenery will help. Kevin Herter off the bench with 11 points. Trey Jones with 11 points and 11 assists. That's a tremendous amount of assists for a backup point guard who played 24 minutes. That's crazy. So, you know, he was passing it very well out there. And most of those were going to Kevin Herter, who was hitting 3-for-6 from the three-point line. Another player I want to mention is Zach Collins. He hasn't done much all year, but tonight he was very active. 10 points, 4 boards, 2 steals. You can keep an eye on him. People thought Jalen Smith was trending up because last game he did some things. And then this one, he had 7 rebounds, but still not too much more. So the Bulls are an interesting team. And that's all I'm going to say about that. They won by 16 points. So,
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Can't hate. And I just want to remind you, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. If you're listening to us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast hosted by Doc and Brew, they will be back later to recap and give all your fantasy needs later. For now, you listen to the Box Score Breakdown. We appreciate you. I'm William Harris, a.k.a. William Ms. Bill. We're recording live right now on X, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. And give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a comment. I will answer your questions at the end of the show if you have any. But other than that, let's go to the next game. The Memphis Grizzlies defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-110. Like I mentioned earlier, Brandon Clark's first game back has missed every game. This is the 27th game. He missed 26 games. And so came back instantly and started. Played 17 minutes, had 6 points, 3 boards, and 1 steal. That I think it says a lot that he started about their faith in him, but also the lack of faith in the bench, because Brandon Clark is solid, but he didn't need to start. They could have worked him in even slower than this, but they're like, nah, we're going to go with you. And, you know, he didn't do much, but that just shows you some faith in him. So if you want to look into adding someone, you can consider it. But in my history, Brandon Clark is just going to disappoint you in the long run. Sorry, Brandon Clark. But Jaren Jackson Jr., 28 points, 12 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 3 blocks. That's what I'm talking about, Jaren Jackson Jr. He's really been stepping it up lately. And I thought he was going to be on a run there with Ja back, but Ja got injured right back right away. So as long as he's out, you would think that would hurt some of the guys, but it does not hurt Jaren Jackson. He's on a roll. Santi Aldama started, 8 points, 11 boards, 3 assists. Solid. You want a little more from him, but 11 rebounds is great. Cedric Carroll, 13-5 with 3 assists and a steal. Want more from him. We know he can do it. He is a rookie, though, but I really wish they would give him more opportunity to be the second leading scorer on the team. He was 4th tonight. Now, Jalen Wells had 17 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and 4 steals. Those steals are incredible. And you know, Jalen Wells is a great 3-point shooter. Only went 2-for-6 from 3 tonight, but good game for him, especially with the steals, makes it tremendous. Off the bench, Jock Landale had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. Clearly, he should have started over Brandon Clark or Santi Aldama, but I don't know if they're going by name recognition or money, he came off the bench or lineup, you know. But, you know, they have Rudy Gobert on the other side of the court. You could play Jock Landale. And if he keeps playing like this, he's going to have to start. So 20-10, two steals in the block. Great game by Jock Landale. He's a guy you can look for on waivers if he's trending up for you. KCP, 12 points, one board, three assists, and a steal. And, you know, at this point, he's not going to do much more than this. You know, this is his ceiling. He's a vet, and he's had a down year last year and a down year this year. So this is good for KCP. Vince Williams, you know, he never scores too much these days, but he normally provides in other categories. He had 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Now, he was getting double-digit assists there for a while, and everyone thought, I got to add Vince. He's just not a point guard. But that's why he's off the bench tonight. And he didn't shoot well at all. He's just what he is, okay? Omax played a little bit but didn't do too much, 7 points. For the Minnesota Timberwolves, I mentioned Rudy Gobert. Let's go straight to him. In 35 minutes, had 16 points and 16 rebounds with 4 assists and 4 blocks and a steal. That is classic vintage Rudy Gobert. At 6-for-8 from the field, this is literally a perfect game. 16, 16, and 4 blocks and a steal and great percentages. If he could do this every game, every other game, we'd be talking about Rudy a lot more. But they're not coming as often as we'd like. Maybe this is the start of a trend, so we'll see. Let's go with Julius Randle. 21 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 3 steals. 9-for-21 from the field. Unfortunately, his 3 ball didn't go down. 1-for-6 from the field. If he would have hit a couple more of those, it would have been a really nice stat line. Jaden McDaniels, 13-7-6 with a steal and a block. Literally did everything. Great performance by Jaden McDaniels. That's great for him. Dante DiVincenzo, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Great game by Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, this is more than enough. He definitely carried the load tonight. And without Ja there, unfortunately, they still lost. Bones Highland had been trending up the last few games. He has been doing well. If you're in a deep league, I'm sure you noticed because he got scooped up pretty quick. And now, you know, Mike Conley is hurt. So that offers even more opportunity for Bones Highland. And he was able to start tonight. 12 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal. He only shot 3-for-11 from the field and 2-for-9 from 3. Now, if he would have made those shots at a much higher rate, you would be looking at everyone rushing to the waivers to select Bones Highland. But, you know, and also Anthony Edwards was out, of course. But that offers a lot of more opportunity for Bones. But I'm sure Ant won't be out too long. But Bones is definitely trending up. And that's important to know, though, how long Ant will be out. I get notifications daily. It's like, Ant is questionable. Ant is out indefinitely. I don't know. It's keep up with it on a day-to-day basis. But especially on a day where you have, like today was only 2 games, you want to add a guy like Bones Highland in a situation like this because you know he has an opportunity. Unfortunately, he shot 3-for-11 from the field, but he did get 5 assists and a steal. So if you can live with one, you can live with the other, hopefully. Off the bench, Naz Reid. In 30 minutes, 16 points, 7 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. Pretty classic Naz Reid game. You're happy with that. Rob Billingham, who we mentioned Bones Highland earlier, who started 34 minutes. Starting over, Rob Billingham, their 7th pick in the draft last year, who they also traded another first-round pick to get. And that kind of lets you know how bad Rod Billingham is in the Timberwolves' eyes or how unprepared he is to start and play big minutes on this team. This team is 17-10. They're not trying to develop anyone. They're trying to win, and that's clear because they should throw Rod Billingham out there if this is your guy. what they're doing is seeing, okay, Bones Highland is better than him. Bones Highland is going to play more than him. And that's the right way to do it. But that's just a bad sign for Rob Dillingham, because Bones has been discarded from two different places. And then he was in the G League most of his time in Minnesota up until recently. So is Bones finally getting a coach and a team that believe in him? Or is Rob Dillingham just that bad? I think a little bit of both. I'm going to say a little bit of both. But I mean, if you're holding on to Rob Dillingham, it's got to be someone you can get better on waivers than him. If it's a dynasty, of course, hold him. But in a redraft, you can't hold Rob Dillingham with 5 points, 3 turnovers, 2 assists. That's and no Conley, and he's still getting only 11 minutes. That's just heartbreaking. Terrence Shannon Jr., only 11 minutes as well. And both of these guys were in the same draft. I thought they killed this draft. Unfortunately, it killed them because 11 minutes, 6 points, 1 board, nothing else. It's just not looking good for the young guys on the Timberwolves, unless your name is Bones Highland. All right. Let's talk about the performers of the night. Of course, Josh Giddey with the triple-double, 23-11-11. Donovan Mitchell with the huge 32-point performance. Jaren Jackson Jr., 28-12 with 3 blocks. And Rudy Gobert with 16-16-4 blocks. It was a great night of basketball, even though we only had 2 games. You know, it was not the Emirates Cup, but it was a fun game of basketball and fun night of basketball and no real injuries. We'll have to see about Matas Buzelis, why he only played 22 minutes, but it is what it is. And if there's no questions, which it looks like there is not at the moment, always know you can ask me a question on Twitter at WilliamIsBill. You know, I appreciate you guys watching, listening. Remember, this is the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. It's a sports ethos presentation. And like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Until next time, I'm out of here. Thanks for watching. Peace.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.